If you have a complete set of salad bowls and they all say Cool Whip on the side, you might be a redneck. If you've ever stared at a can of orange juice because it said concentrate, you might be a redneck. If you've ever had your nipple bitten off by a beaver.
Our buddy Jeff Foxworthy has a new game, man. Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're good. The best mustache in show business is on the line.
Probably the oldest one. I started growing this thing the summer before my senior year of high school. And my wife, I've been married 33 years. She's never seen me without
it. Oh.
So let me ask you, I'm doing a little Just for Men. Do you have to Just for Men it?
No, I'm just letting it go to whatever. It's just turning gray, really. I'm graying from the chin up.
Yeah, I got the same thing going.
I think it's the chin down, Jeff.
No, it's the chin up because I had the goatee and the bottom of it turned white, so I shaved the bottom off, and then now it's kind of like on the sides. I got a little bit of the Mitt Romney thing happening.
Yeah. On your chin, though. Yeah.
That's what I was getting to down below, Jerry.
Yes, I got you. Yes.
Oh, yeah. You forget about that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on. Jerry and I were just talking because Jerry's known you forever. I met you when you came in studio in Phoenix for the first Blue Collar, and it's cool having you on because in this day and age, so many guys don't do radio, and you still do radio, so we appreciate it.
Oh my God, I never understood guys that wouldn't do radio.
Yeah,
it was like guys that were like promoting the club, and then they get to the radio, and they go, I'm not doing material. I'm like, okay, well, nobody's coming to see your ass then, because you're not going to be funny.
Yeah, and you know, Jeff, when I think of you back in the day, you always worked clean. You always got a lot of work because of that, but you were never political. And boy, that has to be paying off spades in this day and age with all the hate, and you have to take a side. And you've always been out of that, and good for you.
Well, yeah, somebody asked me yesterday, do you have a Twitter account? I'm like, no, nothing good happens from a Twitter account.
Yeah.
But with the political stuff, it's, I mean, half the audience hates you. It doesn't matter which side you're on.
Yeah.
But in the world today, you know, everybody's screaming for tolerance, and yet, if anybody disagrees with us on anything, we're no longer tolerant.
Yes, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you have your wife, and then on Twitter you have other people yelling at you as well.
Yeah, so yeah, you don't need that many people yelling at you.
Exactly.
Keep a low profile.
Hey, we'll get to the game in a little bit.
Let's stick to jokes like, hey, Jeff, I think my wife's gone a little redneck on me.
Why is that? That's like the perfect setup.
She's getting her lingerie at Cabela's now. See, I still got it, Jeff. Yes. I still got it.
Hey, Jeff, do you remember when you might be a redneck when you started that?
I remember when I did the first joke.
And how long ago was that?
The first joke was in 87, I think.
Okay, and then you just, it worked, and it was just like, I got to come up with more of them?
No, not really. You know, I mean, I was stubborn about, because I had people tell me to lose my accent. I did, and I'm like, you know what, at least a quarter of the country talks this way. I ain't losing it. And I drove a pickup truck, and I wore boots, and I had blue jeans. And so it was, you know, and I always liked to hunt and fish. And so it was always like, Foxworthy, you're nothing but a redneck from Georgia. And I'm playing in Livonia, Michigan at a little club one night. After the show, we're sitting around the bar. They're kidding me about being a redneck. Well, the club we were playing in was attached to a bowling alley.
Yeah, it was Joey's.
Yeah, and had valet parking at the bowling alley. And so I said to them, I said, look, if you don't think you have rednecks, look out the window. People are valet parking at the bowling alley. And I went back to the hotel and I thought, you know what? I know what I am, but apparently a lot of people don't. And I wrote 10 ways to tell. Got it on my wall right here in the kitchen. The first 10 I ever wrote, my wife framed it. And then I did it, never thinking, it's going to be a hook or it's going to be a book.
Right. You know,
you're just trying to write stand-up.
Right. Yeah.
And I did it that next night, and people not only laughed, they were kind of like pointing at each other. And so I thought, you know what, if I write 10, can I write 20? If I write 20, can I write 50? If I write 50, can I write 100? And so once I got up to about 300, I thought, well, maybe this is a book. And so I started shopping. I got turned down by the first 14 publishers I took it to.
Wow.
And the 15th one called me in, and he said, I think this is pretty funny. He said, how does $1,500 sound? And I didn't answer him because I thought he was asking me for $1,500. And I'm like, I don't have $1,500.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, we'll give you $50. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, you got a deal there. And I said, how many do you think we'll sell? He said, I bet we sell 5,000 of them. And we sold like 4.5 million of them.
Wow.
Yeah. And then your audience members began people submitting and whatnot. And that was a whole nother buck into itself as well, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was like a decade there. I couldn't get gas without somebody coming over and going, hey, you might be a redneck if, or hey, Jeff, let me tell you what my brother did.
I think I told you this before. Wow. When my old man, my dad, had a remote control and he duct taped the fly swatter to it so he wouldn't have to. he duct taped the fly swatter to a remote control so he wouldn't have to. That's a redneck, man.
That's a redneck.
That's a redneck.
You might be. And he's from.
That's not you might be. That's you are.
Yeah. And he's Minnesota. You couldn't get more north.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's just kind of a little state of mind. That's beautiful. He didn't want to have to tie up the other hand.
Though that beer can was in the other hand. I didn't know you were an artist, by the way. I didn't know you do drawings.
Oh, I've always drawn. I've drawn since I was little. I'd like, Jerry, they used to live in the airport, and so I would like sketch people, and then I'd get on the plane and do them in pen and put a funny caption on them. I did that forever, but then about 6 months ago, I had a couple of friends that kept going, you should try to paint. And so I'm trying to paint. Painting's hard, but
yeah.
I've always drawn.
Have you sold anything yet, or have you put anything up?
You know what I did? I did my first art show in Charleston in February, and I had a couple of roosters that I had done, and they said, can we auction them off? And they sold for $5,000.
Relative Insanity, the game. Tell us about it. Give us the lowdown on the game.
Okay, so like every year at Thanksgiving, we have like 30 people at our farm. I mean, we just always done it. You know, it's grandmas, aunts, uncles, cousins, everybody. And so a couple of years ago, the kids were there, and they're not kids anymore. They're like, they're early 20s, but they're playing after Thanksgiving. They're sitting around and they're playing Cards Against Humanity, and which is a really funny game, but, it's just filthy. I don't know if you've played it.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we're hip.
Filthy,
and, we're hip.
And so I'm running over there. I'm like, y'all can't do this in the kitchen. Your grandmother's here. Your aunts and uncles are here. We're going to have to be calling 911, with some of the words. And I said, y'all go in the basement and play that. And so I was sitting there thinking, there's got to be a way to play a game where it's naughty enough to make you laugh, but it's just not filthy like that.
Sure.
And so I went away. I got note cards, went and bought like a stack of 1,000. And I wrote 500 punchlines, just things that sounded funny without a setup to them. You know, things like, mine looks like that, but it's not green. Just think okay. Whatever.
Yeah, like I'm looking at one right now. Is that supposed to be hanging out?
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing, filthy there, but, it could be, you pair it right. It's kind of naughty. So I went and I wrote 500 punchlines. Then I went back and wrote 100 setups just about relatives, so it's like, when my sister walked in with her new baby, my grandmother blurted out blank.
Don't look at me, it was the dog.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Sure.
So you throw down the punchline you think is going to get the biggest laugh with the setup. It's that easy to play. And if, they pick yours, you get a point. And so, I spent a long time. And so I would, give the note cards to people and go, just go play this with people. And people kept coming back and go, we laughed for 2 hours. It was hilarious.
Oh, that's great. So if somebody's listening and they want to pick it up for this coming fall, this coming Thanksgiving here in 2018, where do we get the game?
You know what? It's on Amazon Prime. The stinking thing's like sold out every day. It's it's like really starting to catch on, which is kind of cool. But
it's 14 to adult, so that leaves us out, Jerry.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, right. You haven't quite hit that adulthood.
Yeah, it's a cool game, man, and it's cool that you could play it with family because you're right, Jeff. It gets the Cards versus Humanity.
Yeah, it's too much. It's a bit much.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but it's kind of the same theory that the Blue Collar Comedy Tour was. In that, I think it's still the top-rated thing Comedy Central ever showed, but it's because you didn't have to turn it off if your aunt and uncle walked in. You know, it was funny, but you didn't have to turn it off, and so everybody could listen to it or watch it or whatever.
And Jeff, while we're talking here, I went to jefffoxworthy.com. If you want to see when Jeff's going to be on tour and in your town, that's where you go. Some of these photos here, let me throw a couple at you. Just give me top of mind what you remember when you met Bill Clinton. You're in the White House.
Yeah, that was a strange deal. And in fact, I'll tell you this. So down at my farm, I've got the pictures. There's a picture of me shaking hands with Clinton. And he had that magical thing. He would look you right in the eye, and you would have done anything he said. I mean, he just had, and I've heard people say that. He had that way about you. And then there, in the thing that's framed, there's a photo of him shaking my wife's hand. Well, one day when we were hunting, one of my buddies wrote, "Hey, little darling, you know, while Jackass is on stage, why don't you and I go into the oral office and talk?" You know, and so this is great. So like, and we all laughed about it. And so like 2 months later, my mom had some of her friends down at the farmhouse, and my mom called me and she goes, "Somebody broke into the farm." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And she goes, "They broke in. I don't think they stole anything, but they wrote something really nasty on that picture of you and Greg with the president." I didn't have the heart to tell my friends, you know.
Yeah. All right. Bob Hope.
Bob Hope was actually pretty cool. And I did a thing with him. He was probably 90. And I felt sorry for him because he couldn't see it on his cue card guy. You know, like the old guy that had the cardboard. There was only like two words on each cue card because they were so busy, you know. So it was like, "Hi, I'm Bob Hope. Welcome to the show." And this poor cue card guy had like 400 cue cards, you know, just trying to get through the opening paragraph. But he was a really nice guy.
Yeah. How about that Jeff Foxworthy? I'll tell you what.
He's
something else. Isn't that wild?
I'll tell you somebody else that's hot, that Elkie Summers. She's something.
How about that Brooke Shields, ladies and gentlemen? I'll tell you what.
Oh, boy, I tell you what.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So tour-wise, when are you hitting the road? Should we look for you this fall, summer?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I always laugh when people talk to comedians about tours because tour implies that it stops at some point. You know, it's like rock and roll bands would go out for 6 months, then they were done for 2 years. As a comic, I've been on the road for 34 years.
Yeah.
I mean, so, but I still enjoy it. You know, as you get older, the traveling's a little harder on you. I mean, I got to the point, I'm like, y'all just pay me to get here. I'll do the show for free.
Go in Larry's bus. It's fantastic.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Larry knows how to travel. I don't think Larry makes a dime, you know, because he's got, like, the bus, and then he rents the Learjet. I don't know if he makes a dime.
Hey, and your
bus. But he does get to eat in a lot of different cities.
Yes.
So that's kind of payment for him.
Yeah, and Ron White and this tequila deal. Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's
Tater is maybe – I think Ron's probably the most naturally funny human being I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd want to be married to him, but he is funny.
Which one?
Yeah, where to begin?
I give Ron credit, though, Jeff. We had him on about a month ago, and I asked him, you know, like, hey, what's your secret? How can you drink so much and not have a hangover? And he said Alka-Seltzer, so I tried it last week, and it works.
See, that's like what our parents did.
Yeah.
And who knew? It's just been sitting there for 20 years with nobody using it.
And when it comes to hangover advice and you're getting it from Ron White, that's like Yoda. You know?
I mean, you've gone to the top of the mountain.
Hey, you know, when I think of those guys, they kind of flipped because in the beginning, Bill Ingvall was extremely preppy. He was a bright red sweater with a white button down. and Ron White was the cowboy hat and boots. Now Ron's in an all-black suit sipping a, you know, a cocktail, and Bill has gone back to his roots. But you, Jeff Foxworthy, you have been the same all the way through. God bless you.
Yeah, well, you know, we gave Ingvall. Ingvall tried a lot of looks. Like, I found an old headshot of his from, like, 84 or 5 where he had the Western shirt and the cowboy hat on. You know, I'm like, what? And then there, he wore, like, a suit for a while. And then he tried, like, the old Cosby sweaters for a while.
Yeah, so, yeah.
There's your sign.
yeah.
But you...
And I'm pretty sure he had, like, an acid wash jean jacket on for a couple of years.
Oh, that's great.
But the mustache has always been consistent.
Yeah, it's I don't even know that there's a lip there anymore. You know? this could be nose hairs. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, get the new board game Relative Insanity at Amazon.com if you're a Prime member. It's a great way to get it. Hey, Jeff, we appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.
Hey, I always love talking to you guys. Have a great week.
Take care.
Jeff Foxworthy.